When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a real ID. Because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID, or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your real ID at tsa.gov/real ID. That's tsa.gov/real ID. Or visit your local DMV. And then you'll be cleared for takeoff.
You've been lied to your entire life. Getting rich is not hard. The truth is, wealth is not reserved for the chosen few. It's not locked behind privilege, luck, or timing. It's a formula. And once you understand that formula, once you master it, nothing, not fear, not doubt, not failure, can stop you. You are not where you are because of chance. You are not struggling because the world is unfair or because opportunity has passed you by. You are where you are because somewhere along the way, you made a decision, consciously or not, to settle for less than what you're truly capable of. And the truth that will change your life is this. Wealth begins with a decision. Not with money, not with luck, not with the right time. It begins the moment you decide fully and finally that you will no longer tolerate anything less than abundance. The man who becomes rich is not the man who waits. He does not beg for signs or ask for permission. He looks within himself, identifies exactly what he wants, and then chooses to pursue it with relentless intensity. That decision is not casual. It's not a wish or a vague hope. It is a declaration backed by action, fueled by desire, and driven by absolute certainty. You must reach the point where you say, this is it. I will be rich. I will have freedom. I will not retreat. I will not wait. I will move, and I will not stop. When a man makes that kind of decision, the world begins to shift. Doors open, energy builds, the mind unlocks creative power that had been sleeping. Fear begins to weaken, doubt loses its grip, not because the path suddenly becomes easy, but because the man walking it becomes unstoppable. You don't need to know every step. You don't need to have all the answers. You only need to have all the answers. You only need to have all the answers. You only need the courage to say, I've made up my mind and I will not turn back. People wait for the perfect moment. They wait for motivation, for clarity, for a sign that now is the time. But that moment never comes because time does not change your life. Decisions do. One firm, clear, final decision can do more for you than a lifetime of waiting, wishing, and hoping. You do not become rich by accident. You become rich by claiming it, by standing up and saying, I will create the life I desire no matter what stands in front of me. The decision to get rich must become your identity. It must become who you are, not something you do on the side, not something you hope for, but a mission that consumes you. Every thought, every action, every breath must align with that decision. You must burn the bridges to doubt and move as if success is guaranteed. Because when you move like that, with that kind of inner fire, the world has no choice but to respond. There is a moment in every successful life where the decision is made, and everything after that bends to serve it. That moment can be now. That moment can be today. But it only comes when you stop waiting, stop negotiating with your potential, and finally say, enough is enough. I will be rich. and nothing will stop me. Wealth does not begin with effort. It begins with desire. A deep, consuming, white-hot desire that burns so fiercely within you that it refuses to be ignored. A man becomes rich the moment he decides that nothing will satisfy him except abundance, and he backs that desire with unshakable belief. Not hope, not curiosity, not a vague wish. Belief. The kind of belief that stands tall when others laugh, the kind of belief that keeps moving forward when the world throws every obstacle in its path. That is where riches begin. Desire alone is not enough. Many men want wealth. Many men dream of success. But dreams without belief are nothing but illusions. They vanish at the first sign of struggle. The man who transforms his desire into riches is the one who refuses to doubt, refuses to quit, and refuses to settle. He knows, not hopes, not wonders, but knows that the wealth he seeks is already his, waiting for him to claim it. That belief becomes his compass, his fuel, his unbreakable shield against fear and failure. You must be obsessed. You must want success more than comfort, more than sleep, more than approval. It must occupy your mind night and day. It must stir your soul and make you restless until it becomes reality. When you wake up with purpose, when you breathe with intensity, when your mind is fixated on the outcome with laser precision, you become magnetic. The world begins to shift in your favor. Opportunities appear. People are drawn to your energy. Circumstances begin to obey the power of your conviction. But conviction cannot be faked. It must be real. It must come from within, from a core so strong that no rejection, no setback, no delay can shake it. You must believe when there is no evidence. You must act when no one is watching. You must move when the road is dark, trusting that the next step will appear. That is faith in action. That is the foundation of wealth. Every fortune ever built started first in the mind. A man saw it before he held it, he felt it before he touched it, and he believed in it long before the world gave him permission. You must do the same. You must train your mind to see only the result, to ignore the noise, to silence the fear, to reject the voice that says, "What if it doesn't work?" and replace it with the voice that roars, "What if it does?" There is no power greater than a man on fire with desire, whose belief cannot be shaken. He becomes a force. He becomes a weapon. He becomes unstoppable. That kind of man does not beg for success. He commands it. He doesn't ask for riches. He expects them, because his desire is backed by faith, and his faith is proven by action. And when those three are united, wealth becomes inevitable. Excuses are the chains that bind the average man to a life of mediocrity. They are lies dressed as logic, stories we tell ourselves to feel comfortable in our failure. If you want to be rich, truly, abundantly, unshakably rich, you must declare war on every excuse you've ever believed. Not one of them is valid. Not one of them serves you. They are nothing but anchors keeping you tied to the shore when you are built to sail. The man who becomes wealthy is not the one with the easiest path. He is not the one with the perfect background, the perfect timing, or the perfect plan. He is the one who refuses to blame, refuses to point fingers, and refuses to accept anything less than full responsibility for his outcome. He understands one truth that changes everything. The world owes him nothing. And that's what makes him powerful. Responsibility is not a burden. It is freedom. Because the moment you accept that your life is yours to create, your results are yours to command. No more waiting, no more hoping, no more sitting back while the world passes you by. The man who takes full ownership of his future becomes dangerous. He no longer looks for rescue. He builds. He adapts. He conquers. Most men hide behind stories. I don't have the time. I wasn't born into wealth. I tried before and failed. These are not reasons. They are symptoms of fear, and fear is the enemy of progress. The moment you open your mouth to justify your limitations, you strengthen them. And the longer you feed excuses, the harder it becomes to kill them. But you must rip them out one by one and replace them with responsibility, action, and belief. Do not envy the man who has what you want. Learn from him, model him, but do not resent him. Because what he has, you can create. The difference is not the world around him, it is the world within him. He does not waste time blaming others or wishing for easier conditions. He takes what he has and builds what he wants. That mindset is not a gift, it is a choice. And it is a choice you can make right now. If you want wealth, you must become the kind of man who no longer tolerates excuses, who sees through the lies of limitation, who understands that every second spent defending your old life is a second stolen from your future. That kind of man does not flinch in the face of difficulty. He moves through it. He uses pain as fuel. He uses rejection as direction. And he never, ever blames. Because blame is weakness, and weakness cannot carry the weight of greatness. The world does not hand success to the loudest complainer. It hands success to the man who takes charge, steps forward, and says, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen through me. That is the moment life begins to shift. That is the moment the excuses die and the results are born. Wealth is not created in your hands. It is first created in your mind. Every building was once a vision. Every fortune was once a thought. Every empire was first imagined long before it ever became real. The man who understands this truth holds the most powerful tool of creation ever known, his own mind. And the man who disciplines that mind, who learns to see only what he desires, not what he fears, becomes unstoppable. Your mind is a magnet. It pulls into your life the exact results that match your dominant thoughts. If your mind is filled with doubt, fear, and limitation, then don't be surprised when your life reflects it. But when you fill your mind with certainty, with faith, with a clear and burning vision of what you intend to build, then the world must obey. It has no choice. Because what you think, what you believe, what you see in your imagination over and over with feeling and clarity will soon shape your physical reality. You must hold the image of your success so clearly in your mind that it becomes more real to you than your current circumstances. See it when you wake. See it when you walk. See it when everything seems against you. That vision must be your anchor, because the man who holds his vision with discipline cannot be stopped, not by failure, not by delay, not by 1,000 obstacles. His mind is already there, and the world is just catching up. This is not fantasy, this is law. What the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. But most men allow their minds to drift. They entertain fear. They nurture insecurity. They focus on what might go wrong instead of what must go right. And by doing...
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Think so, they sabotage their own progress. Your thoughts are either building your future or destroying it. There is no neutral ground. To create wealth, you must think only of wealth, speak only of abundance, walk only in certainty. You must become deaf to doubt, blind to negativity, and immune to the influence of small thinkers. Build the image in your mind and protect it like a fortress. And as that image grows clearer, as your belief grows stronger, your behavior will begin to match it. You speak differently, act with more intensity, more focus, more drive. And that behavior, fueled by clarity, will produce results. This is how every great life is built, not from luck, not from chance, but from the inner mastery of the mind. Your external world is nothing more than a mirror. If you want to change what you see outside, you must first change what you allow inside. Train your thoughts like a warrior. Discipline your focus like a master craftsman. Keep your eyes on the outcome, not the obstacle. Because the clearer your mind becomes, the more your reality will be forced to follow. And it always does. The prize does not go to the man who starts strong. It goes to the man who refuses to stop. The world is full of people with potential, full of people with talent, full of people who begin with excitement but quit the moment it gets hard. But the one who rises, the one who becomes rich, is the one who persists when it's uncomfortable, who endures when it's inconvenient, and who keeps moving when every excuse to stop is screaming in his ear. Persistence is not a trait. It is a decision, a commitment made not once but daily. It is the act of choosing your goal over your feelings, your mission over your mood. Most men are defeated not by failure, but by fatigue. They grow tired of fighting, tired of climbing, tired of showing up, and so they quit. But the man who keeps going, who plants his feet and says, "No matter how long it takes, I will not retreat," that man is already rich in spirit. And riches always flow to the man whose will cannot be broken. You must become relentless. You must turn your setbacks into stepping stones. Every obstacle is not the end. It's the test. And those tests come not to stop you, but to strengthen you. They come to find out if you really mean it. Do you really want the life you say you want? Are you willing to pay the price? Because the price is never comfort. It is never ease. The price is endurance. The price is resilience. And only those who pay it in full see the reward. When you feel like quitting, understand this. That is the exact moment when most people do. That is the very second where the gap between failure and success is measured. Quit there, and you join the masses. Persist there, and you join the few. Success is never crowded at the top. Not because it's impossible to reach, but because so few are willing to keep climbing. If you can keep going one more day, one more hour, one more step, you separate yourself from the weak and align yourself with the great. No path to wealth is without resistance. No dream worth building comes without trials. But those trials are not signs to turn back. They are signs that you're close. And the man who understands this, who takes every challenge as proof he's on the right road, becomes immune to defeat. He learns to love the pressure. He feeds on the resistance because he knows that pressure creates power. And every time he pushes through, he becomes stronger than the man who began. You don't need perfection. You need persistence. You don't need to win every time. You need to refuse to quit. Riches do not come to the smartest or the most talented. They come to the most committed. The one who persists, who continues through silence, through rejection, through doubt. That is the man who eventually owns it all. You must act as if the goal is already yours. Not tomorrow, not someday, now. The man who becomes rich does not wait for proof before he moves. He becomes the proof. He steps forward before the door is opened. He speaks with certainty before the world agrees. He acts like a king before the crown is handed to him. Because he knows that success is not granted to the man who hesitates. It is seized by the one who moves with belief. You cannot afford to wait for permission. The world doesn't give it. It rewards the one who decides who he is and begins to act like it. You want to be rich, then think rich, speak rich, walk rich. Every action must reflect the life you're building, not the life you're escaping. Every move must declare, "I am already the man who deserves this." Because when your behavior changes, your world follows. When your self-image elevates, your circumstances catch up. Most people wait until they feel successful before they act successful. But that's backward. Action breeds identity. You must carry yourself with the posture of success before the results arrive. You must adopt the mindset of wealth before the money shows up. You must make decisions from the place you want to be, not from the place you are standing. That's how you collapse time. That's how you break through faster than anyone else. You stop playing small. You stop negotiating with fear. You step into the role before the stage is set. There's a reason most never rise. They wait for evidence. They wait for science. They wait for the world to tell them it's time. But the man who acts as if knows that the doing comes first. The world responds to certainty. The world bends to boldness. When you act like the man who already owns the outcome, you trigger a shift. People notice. Opportunities appear. Resources align. Not because of luck, but because of leadership. You showed up as if, and so the world treated you as if. But let me make this clear. This isn't about pretending. This is about embodying. This is about becoming. It's about aligning your words, your habits, your decisions with the identity of the man you're destined to be. If you were already rich, how would you spend your time? How would you walk into a room? How would you carry yourself when faced with doubt or delay? The answer to those questions is in theory, it's instruction. Follow it. The game changes when you stop trying to get rich and start living like you already are. That shift in identity will drag everything in your life upward. Because a man who acts like he's already there doesn't tolerate distraction. He doesn't engage with doubt. He doesn't play in small circles or accept small standards. He walks with clarity. He moves with purpose. He lives in alignment with the destiny he's already claimed. When that alignment is real, results cannot stay away. They are pulled to you because you've already become the kind of man who owns them. Comfort is the enemy of greatness. The man who craves ease will never know wealth. Riches are not found where it feels safe. They are hidden in the places that test you, stretch you, and demand everything from you. If you're not willing to suffer for your vision, then you are not ready to receive it. Because the path to abundance is paved with discomfort, and only those who embrace it earn the right to rise. You must get comfortable being uncomfortable. You must stop seeking the path of least resistance. Stop asking, what's the easiest way? And start asking, what's the most effective way? Because often the most effective way is the one that feels like fire. It will burn your doubts. It will scorch your old habits. It will challenge every weakness you have. And that is exactly why it works. If it doesn't challenge you, it cannot change you. And if it cannot change you, it cannot make you rich. You were not built for soft living. You were not designed to tiptoe through life, avoiding every obstacle, dodging every failure, and praying for the easy road. You were built to overcome, to endure, to conquer. And the only way to discover that power within you is to face what most men run from. While others look for shortcuts, you must take the long road and carry the weight. That pressure will forge you, that struggle will define you, and that pain will elevate you. You must understand this. Every time you choose comfort over discipline, you delay your destiny. Every time you avoid discomfort, you trade your greatness for a temporary feeling. But feelings don't build empires. Discipline does. Sacrifice does. Commitment in the face of hardship. That's the currency of success. And the man who refuses to back down, who shows up when it's hard, who pushes when it hurts, that man becomes unstoppable. Pain is not punishment, it is preparation. It's the signal that you are growing, that you are on the edge of something bigger. And while most people quit at the first sign of discomfort, you must lean in, welcome it, let it sharpen you, let it shape you. Because the discomfort you endure today becomes the strength you stand on tomorrow. Every great achievement has been built on the back of someone who was willing to suffer for it. Do not wait to feel ready. Do not wait to feel confident. Take action in the face of fear. Make moves when you're uncertain. Show up when you're tired. That is how the rich are made. Not by comfort, not by ease, but by relentless pursuit through the storm. When the world pushes against you, push back harder. When it tests your limits, break through them. Because every time you embrace the discomfort, you move closer to the man you are meant to become. And that man does not beg for success. He earns it with sweat, with struggle, and with the unshakable belief that nothing will stop him. So now you stand at the edge. No more excuses, no more waiting, no more lies about why it can't be done. You've been given the truth. Getting rich is not complicated. It's a decision. A decision to rise when others fold, to believe when others doubt, to act when others freeze. The path is not hidden. It's right in front of you. paved with discipline, desire, vision, and unstoppable persistence. But no one will walk it for you. No one will carry you. You must choose to walk like a man who already owns his future. This world terms it reward the hesitant. It crowns the bold. It opens doors to those who kick them down. So take the vision in your mind, the fire in your soul, and the strength in your will, and move. Move with purpose. Move with power. Move like everything you want is already yours, because the moment you do, the world begins to shift, not for the man who watches, not for the man who waits, but for the man who dares to claim what is his. Your time is now. Your moment is here, and nothing, nothing can stop the man who refuses to be denied.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.